listening to CMDA Matters, the weekly podcast of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. Here's your host, Dr. Mike Chubb.
Hello, friends. Before I jump into this week's episode, I wanted to give you a quick reminder that in just 3 days, June 30th, our fiscal year will come to a close. And of course, we hope to finish our fiscal year so strong. We've already received $803,000, or roughly 75% of our fiscal year-end goal. If you, friend, have benefited from podcasts like this one, or enjoyed being equipped by other CMDA resources like our Learning Center or our Ethics Statements, weekly devotionals, or participated in a conference, maybe you've traveled on a mission trip with Global Health Outreach or Medical Education International, maybe you've appreciated so much the work of CMDA's advocacy ministry, or perhaps it was how you were challenged to grow in your faith and nurtured by a community of Christian healthcare professionals during your training years. Well, now is your opportunity to provide your support so that this important work can carry on. To give your support, just visit cmda.org/give, or you can call a member of our stewardship development team at 888-230-2637 today. June 30th is very close, friends. This week's interview, well, it's just a little different because we recorded it live on stage during the 2024 CMDA National Convention. It's actually a conversation that I had with Dr. Haniel Eller, who traveled all the way from Brazil, South America, to North Carolina to join us at the convention. And he shared all about the work that God is doing through the International Christian Medical and Dental Associations in Latin America and beyond. Plus, you'll want to keep listening after the interview to hear about a new and updated opportunity to become a lifetime member of CMDA. Well, let's get started with today's interview featuring Dr. Haniel Eller. I want to welcome you to a very special edition of CMDA Matters, our weekly podcast, which is now going to be broadcast live on our weekly program here in just a couple of weeks. And as we did last year, I invited a South African, a surgeon named Augustine Lutakwa. This year, I've invited someone closer to home, someone from the Americas, Dr. Haniel Eller and his family, who've come all the way from Brazil. Welcome, Dr. Eller.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's an honor for me to be here together with my family. When you invited me last December, I told you that probably I couldn't come because I would have a newborn at home. And then you told me, bring your whole family with you. So I was very excited to bring my family, but 1 week ago, I almost couldn't come because my daughter was in the hospital. She went to the ICU. She's 3 months old. She had like the RSV bronchiolitis, but God is amazing, and she's here. I want to introduce you, my whole family.
Yeah. Why don't you stand, Anna?
Stand,
Anna.
Please. I'm a geriatrician. Anna, she's a gynecologist. Gabriel is my younger son, and Juliana, who is 3 months old. So thanks a lot for the opportunity. It's an honor for me to be here.
Yeah. And Haniel, you are a geriatrician, are you not?
Yes, great. I'm a geriatrician.
Well, a number of years ago, this Brazilian couple felt called by God to go as missionaries to Angola. Now, you had some unfair advantages over the American missionaries, didn't you?
Yes, like Angola is a country that speaks Portuguese. So as you can see in the pictures here, it's really easy for us to adapt there since we can get there and speak our home language from the first day that we were there. I remember that we arrived in a Wednesday night. The next morning, we were already working. We were already giving lectures. And we spent there 2 years. It was 2 amazing years. And some of the pictures that you can see there, I'm pointing to my name, Haniel. It's a biblical name that means God's grace. And when I was there, my wife is a gynecologist. She was doing a lot of deliveries. And nobody could take care of the babies. So they were expecting her to take care of the babies as well. And she was getting overwhelmed with that. So she asked for help and said, like, what can I do? Because I'm a geriatrician. So we started to we started to learn more about neonatology, and the result is that all the boys that you're seeing here, they are having my name right now. So God's grace, it's all over Angola right now. I have a lot of... And we invested our time there. We were there only for 2 years with SIM, Serving in Mission. And we invested our time in training and empowering, as we have the gift of speaking the same language. We saw that they had a lot of equipment there. It's not a problem. They receive a lot of donations of equipment and stuff. And they couldn't use many of them because they were not trained. So my wife took a lot of time to train ultrasound, CTG. We went to other hospitals, not only the missionary hospital that we were working for, but we went to many other hospitals giving lectures at the university as well. And it was a time that we learned how to train and how to empower people there. So it was a great time there. But the best time of all, it was when I went there. We were just 1 year married. We went in 2018. And we spent kind of our honeymoon there. So it was a 2 years that we grew a lot as friends. And as soon as we came back after the 2 year service there, Anna was pregnant already with Gabrielle, that is 2 years old right now here.
So we met at the World Congress in Tanzania, and this guy from German stock is always jealous of Brazilians and Tanzanians because they fight for who can be the most lively and can dance the most. And this guy was the host for the fun night. And fun night in Tanzania is really, there's a lot of movement that takes place.
Yes.
So his wife is an OBGYN, geriatrician. You come back to Brazil. How is it? You were emceeing that night because you are the AEO, the Associate Executive Officer of ICMDA. How did that come about?
Yes, like my whole journey started back in 2006. So I was a third year medical student. I was invited for the ICMDA World Congress. I didn't know what was that. I was involved in a group of IFES. And they invited me to come. So I was sponsored to go there. So they paid my trip to go. I didn't have money at that time. I was a third year medical student. And then those pictures show like me back in Australia 18 years ago. And I started my journey with ICMDA. And I realized that we didn't have anything similar in South America. And we didn't have anything similar in Brazil as well. So I was eager to do something like that, to have that fellowship that we had with the students there, to have that communion. And 4 years later, Australia, I was already graduate. I was not a resident yet, but I was already graduated. So I was at the 2010 ICMDA World Conference in Uruguay. I was one of the organizers already. And here, the other picture is in India. We, from Brazil, we have one of the biggest delegations after these years there. So it was a big blessing because we started a movement in Brazil. We started to learn a lot with ICMDA. We were blessed by many of you here because I know that CMDA is one of the biggest supporters of ICMDA. So because someone here that time, that 18 years ago, blessed me, like I was given a bursary as a student to participate.
A scholarship, for those who aren't familiar with that term, a scholarship, yes.
I was given the scholarship to participate that in Australia, and then like they saw me as a potential leader. So AEO, we are all language gifted. We are five of us working together with the CEO, and each one of us take care of a part of the world. For many of you that don't know, if you speak seven languages in the world, if you speak seven languages, you can talk to any doctor in the whole world. So we are all language gifted. I speak five languages, the other guys here as well, five or six languages. And we were chosen to be the team together with Peter Saunders, the CEO of ICMDA. And I cover Latin America and the Portuguese speaking Africa. And the other guys cover the rest of the world. But as you see, they all speak the language of the regions that they are. So some of the girls, Arabic, English, French, German, and all the languages.
So tell us about Latin America. That includes what we would call South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. So what is God doing in the movements, the national movements in those places?
It's our biggest challenge right now. In ICMDA, you used to say that we have the 9 global priorities, and one of the priorities is the Caribbean. We don't have many movements, national movements, Christian movements in the Caribbean. So as many of you that I had an opportunity to talk here during the conference, you have Cuba as your neighbor and your missionary field. So Cuba is always in our focus as well as the whole Caribbean. We have many countries there that we don't have yet a national association. So it's my responsibility to find new leadership. As an AEO, I'm trying to do the same thing that someone did with me many years ago. So 18 years ago, they found me, they sponsored me, they took me to train, and they prepared me. So I went to Angola, all through the movements that were happening around the world. So now I'm trying to do the same. So in those pictures, you can see the guys that I found in my journey. Like in Guatemala, you can see Tony from Belize. He's also speaking 5 languages, very gifted. He goes to all the areas, talk to everyone. So I'm trying to find those people and prepare the new generation of leaders through the training tracks. ICMDA has a lot of training tracks to prepare leadership, also to learn about bioethics. We have many online courses. We started all of the courses that we have in Portuguese. We started this year in Spanish, the 4 main courses, like the CDNN, there it's a leadership training course, bioethics, saline solution. So we all started in Spanish in the region. So the focus now, it's the Caribbean, and Cuba is included also in our training and preparing the new leadership for the region.
All right, so tell our members, how can we CMDA USA be a help to you over Latin America? How can we come alongside and help you be successful?
First of all, prayer. We need a lot of prayer. The second thing, it's partnership. I heard a lot of people here that already had been to Guatemala, to Cuba. Latin America is much more than that. There are a lot of countries, as I told you, that we don't have any Christian movement happening there. And sometimes, like it happened in Cuba, for example, we thought that we didn't have no movements, Christian movements there. Then we found out that they had 13 different movements going on in the country, but they were all separated. So why not get them together? And then after getting them together, we affiliated to ICMDA. So maybe with all these partnerships, we can find someone in those countries that needs the contact, that needs to talk to me, needs to talk to our people. And then it's a great thing, the partnership. And the third thing, it's like you have been doing all the time, it's a development fund. And the development fund that we have, it's sponsoring all that work that had been done in whole Latin America. We need to grow it, not only in Latin America, but the whole world. But for my area, it's the start. It's the start. And I'm showing the pictures here, everything that is happening. It's a lot. It's a lot. Back in 2006, when I started, we didn't have anything happening in the region, especially with students and junior. And it led us to some big problems that we had, for example, as the Argentinian Association. It's dead now because we didn't prepare the next generation of leaders. So
they don't have a balcony full of young people that attend their conferences.
No, they don't have a balcony full of young people. Not in Brazil, we have now. But in Brazil, we have. You can see the students' retreat in the picture. We have like more than 150 students in Fortaleza. It's like a beach destination. And we have now, because it was all the changes take a generation to do it. So it's now changed. And I want to see it all over Latin America. I want to see all these groups flourishing, all the people finishing their education. We have many problems, many social problems that stop people of finishing their medical education. People have to stop to work for a year, for example, in call centers. So that's a thing that with right mentorship, we can change it. We can change it and can improve that and find the right and good leaders for the region.
So if anyone would like to contact you and find out how they might be able to take a team through one of our ministries, whether that's Global Health Outreach or Medical Education International, And by the way, our Director of Medical Education International, Dr. Sherry Falkenheimer, who's here at the conference, was just recently named as the Regional Secretary for North America for ICMDA. North America has not had a Regional Secretary in a very long time. And so we appreciate Dr. Falkenheimer for Canada and for U.S.
We have the ICMDA booth. We already introduced Dr. Sherry, and we also have Dr. Abel Castro here from Honduras, that's also part of our team. So try to find us, any of us here during the conference, or keep in touch through our social media that I'm showing here. Mm. We will be very glad to receive.
Well, our time is up for this episode of CMDA Matters. Thank you, Dr. Haniel Eller, for joining me this evening in front of our national convention audience.
Well, I hope listening to this interview with Dr. Haniel, who joined us with his wife, Anna, and by the way, Dr. Haniel said that one of the most remarkable things of his visit with us at our national convention was the children's ministry, because his son, Gabriel, came away from the sessions each and every day having learned some powerful Bible lessons from the teachers there. So for you parents out there who've never come to the national convention, it's a wonderful ministry that our folks will have with your kids. I hope you want to learn more about our international ministry partner, ICMDA. This international organization now officially represents 107 national groups and around 60,000 healthcare professionals all around the world. They host a World Congress every 4 years, and the next one is on Jeju Island, South Korea, in the summer of 2026, across the 4th of July, actually. Plus, they offer a variety of resources, including weekly webinars and more. If you'd like to learn more, be sure to visit icmda.net.
Now is the time to register for the 2024 Global Missions Healthcare Conference. This is the world's largest gathering of healthcare professionals, students, and organizations dedicated to healthcare missions. Plus, it features breakout sessions, plenary speakers, exhibitors, and special events. This year's event is scheduled for November 9th through 11th at Southeast Christian Church in Louisville, Kentucky. And when you get there, be sure to look for the CMDA neighborhood in the exhibit hall. We'd love to introduce you to a variety of ways you can use your skills to serve others. Visit cmda.org/events for more information. Are you registered yet for the 2025 CMDA National Convention? We will be gathering just outside St. Louis in St. Charles, Missouri, as we learn about how God is calling us to be a spoke in the wheel for Christ in healthcare. As Dietrich Bonhoeffer famously said, we are not to simply bandage the wounds of victims beneath the wheels of injustice. We are to drive a spoke into the wheel itself. Our speakers include Ambassador Sam Brownback, Aaron Hawley from Alliance Defending Freedom, Professor John Wyatt, and more. You don't want to miss this event, so register now at natcon.cmda.org.
Well, you heard me mention at the beginning of this week's episode that July starts a new fiscal year for us at CMDA, and we're excited to bring some changes to you in our new fiscal year. I've invited Vice President of Dental Ministries, Dr. Bill Griffin, around here we call him Griff, and our Director of Member Experience, Lindsay Hawkins, to join us on the program this week and tell you about some of those upcoming changes to membership, including a special announcement about lifetime membership. So, Griff and Lindsay, take it away.
Lindsay, have you recovered yet from the exhilaration of our most recent national convention?
You know what, Griff? The adrenaline is still pumping. Going into the summer, our members sure know how to keep us busy around here. But hey, Griff, what were the highlights for you from the national convention?
There was a lot to like, Lindsay. Speakers who helped us to better connect our walk with Christ and our calling in healthcare. Sweet fellowship with fellow members across the country. and the inspiration of that worship team from Liberty University. But among the most amazing occurrences at this year's convention was the fact that 85 CMDA members made the decision to become lifetime members.
85 members.
85 members, far beyond anything we could have expected. And we celebrated with our first ever VIP exclusive lifetime member reception. As my grandkids are fond of saying, let's do it again. Let's do it again.
I cannot wait to visit again with members next year during the convention. But I'm also just thrilled with the movement that we have within membership at CMDA right now and this lifetime membership campaign kickoff. Like you said, it blew the doors off during the convention, and it's been so exciting since. Not to be a downer, though, on our party, I do think it's important, but before we discuss more about lifetime and the membership opportunities and the benefits, the reality is that we are facing a membership dues increase effective July 1st at CMDA with just the rising cost to keep up with CMDA's operational cost and ministry cost and to maintain the member benefits that our members are accustomed to. It's necessary to implement a 15% membership dues increase.
Understood.
But with that, there is some good news. We really want to meet our members in the middle. We know that times are challenging aside from finances with things that they face day to day in their practices and their life. But we're happy to share that we have lowered the cost of lifetime membership across the board for all ages and categories. And there's a potential to save up to 60% from their annual membership dues based on lifetime.
Wow.
Yeah. So lifetime memberships based on their age, membership category, they're the lowest they've ever been. And there's rates for physicians, dentists, and associate healthcare professionals. So any spectrum of CMDA.
Well, it certainly sounds like lifetime membership has a lot of advantages. One that comes to mind is you never have to worry about another dues increase.
No invoice. We're not going to hassle you to pay your annual dues anymore.
That's a great thing as well. And you mentioned the cost savings up to 60%. I don't know who did the math, but I certainly believe it, having been a longtime dues payer myself.
You know, I'm not in the accounting department, and that's a good thing. So we're going to trust the math is there.
Yeah. And I understand there are some pretty cool benefits for lifetime members as well.
Yes. And we're so excited about those. We had our first VIP exclusive lifetime member reception during the national convention.
That was a blast.
It was. It was a great time of fellowship just for lifetime members. And then coming soon, we're developing quarterly webinars that are going to be hosted by Dr. Mike Chupp and other CMDA leaders.
And Lindsay, what I most appreciate about our lifetime members is their commitment to partner with CMDA throughout their days on this earth. The Lord has given CMDA a unique calling to represent and advocate for a gospel-centered approach to healthcare. Our lifetime members have made the decision to stand with CMDA until they go to be with the Lord. They don't have to pass go, and they certainly don't need to collect $200.
I love that analogy, Griff, and I'm just so grateful for the members of CMDA, both those that pay annual membership dues and those that commit to membership for life. We could not do our ministries throughout CMDA without them. Thank you for your membership. Your membership makes a difference, and CMDA simply wouldn't exist without you, your membership, and your involvement in this ministry.
And as you know, Lindsay, we have continued to welcome more and more members into CMDA lifetime status every day.
Griff, I know better than anyone else within the member experience department. The phone has been ringing off the hook. Just a personal note, I was waiting on one of our member experience specialists in her office, and her phone wouldn't quit ringing. There were 3 back-to-back lifetime membership calls.
Whoa.
In the matter of 10 minutes, we had 3 lifetime members join just that period of time. But then the most impactful was there was a family that called, and the husband and wife became lifetime members, and they called back and gifted their new physician son lifetime membership. So we have a lifetime family who's committed to CMDA for life, where the parents, they said, you know what, CMDA is too important. It's been too impactful. The ministries have supported us through our practice, and we have a young doctor in our household who needs to become a lifetime member. Can we gift him membership?
And as we mentioned at Ridgecrest, we hope CMDA can be for our members a lifeline for a lifetime.
That's our goal, Griff. And until we take your call or answer your email to process your lifetime membership, you can visit cmda.org/lifetime for more information.
Lindsay, thanks for sharing all this exciting information with our members.
Thanks for the opportunity to share, Griff. I look forward to giving an update next time about our lifetime membership.
Well, CMDA, I hope that you all enjoy a wonderful summer. And I also hope that you're able to spend some time relaxing with family and friends as we gear up for another full year of campus ministry and missions outreach, advocacy work, and more. We're taking our normal summer break in the month of July, so we'll be back, God willing, with new episodes starting on Thursday, August the 1st. It is a huge joy for me to work with our CMDA Matters production team, including our producer, Mandy Morin, who, by the way, in her spare time is our Vice President of Event Management and Communications, and our sound engineer at CMDA for over 20 years, Mr. Rusty Sluter. Mandy and Rusty, thank you for the amazing work that you do week after week. Please enjoy your summer podcast break to the max. And in the meantime, friends, especially those of you who listen faithfully week after week, and some of you reach out to me and give us a word of encouragement. Thanks for that. Let me pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, as Paul told the Romans, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill our members completely with joy and peace because they trust in you. And then they will overflow with confident hope this summer through the power of the Holy Spirit. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each listener this summer. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray the Lord will continue to direct your career and your life as you are bringing the hope and healing of Christ to the world, because that's what matters to CMDA, friends, and CMDA matters. We're going to be seeing you in August if the Lord Jesus tarries. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to CMDA Matters. If you would like to suggest a future guest or share a comment with us, please email cmdamatters@cmda.org. And if you like the podcast, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and share it on your favorite social media platform. This podcast has been a production of Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by Christian Medical and Dental Associations. CMDA is a nonpartisan organization that does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on this podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members, and are not intended to imply endorsement of any political party or candidate.